Even though state fire officials are saying the summer is a normal fire year, given the scare from last year's Rockport Estates fire, city officials will be keeping close tabs on the situation. At its meeting today, Park City Manager Diane Foster says the council will be considering an ordinance that would regulate the use of fireworks.
We are talking about eliminating fireworks for a time period. The state limits the city's ability to exactly how much we can ban, but we are already, I know it looks green out there, but if you go down and you look at the ground and I'm sure you've been out on the trails and you know how dusty they are, we are already in a high fire danger. And while we are expecting a normal fire year, I believe that number is about 400 fires. And last year was a normal fire year. And, you know, anyone in Rockport Estates would not probably agree with that sentiment that it was normal, because they had a terrible tragedy in that, losing many, many homes.
The first step, she says, would be to ban the personal use of fireworks. And in the event of a fire, the person responsible for setting any fire would be liable for all cost of fighting it. She says it remains to be seen whether the planned fireworks show at Park City Mountain Resort on the 4th can go on as planned.
Right now, the ban will be effective for personal fireworks, so you won't be able to use those within city limits. And not only is there a fine associated with that, but if there's a fire started from it, the city can come in and recoup costs for that. So it could be a significant amount of money, and we ask especially parents that they take that really seriously. Right now, it looks like we're not planning on canceling the 4th of July, but we need to. That will be something that will happen the day before.
The Park City Council will be considering the ordinance during its regular meeting, which starts at 6 o'clock in the City Council chambers. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.